It's all the same, or so they say. I don't know what to say. The waiters have bells on their wrists. This is The Overnightscape, online at theovernightscape.com. I am your host, Frank Edward Nora. Tonight's episode number 754, coming to you from the Overnightscape studio in northern New Jersey. Tonight, Thursday, November 13th, 2008. Yes, it's currently 9:35 p.m. Here we are back in the Overnightscape studio. For the first time in a little while, the last time I did an episode was about 1 week and 3 days ago. So that would be 10 days ago was the last time I did an episode of the Overnightscape. But of course, there's been a lot of other stuff. We'll talk about all that. We'll get you up to date. The whole concept here is this is the Overnightscape. And of course, there also is the Overnightscape Underground, where a lot of other stuff goes on. But you don't have to listen to that. I'll always sort of give you an overview of what's going on down there, up here. So I know you may be someone who listens to a lot of different shows or a lot of different podcasts. I hate the word podcast. But, you know, my view of the Overnightscape is, you know, trying to keep the episodes to be a half hour long these days. You know, a couple of them a week. You know, keep it under control. And then once you get down to the underground, the Overnightscape Underground, as I call it. I was going to say as they call it, but I kind of called it that. Then things get kind of crazy. So anyway, here we go. The area code of this episode, 754, is in the great state of Florida. Look at this. Area code 754 is the second area code for Broward County, Florida. In November 2000, the Florida Public Service Commission approved the use of an overlay code to service Broward County. After a telecommunications industry group sought alternatives to relieve the strain on the county, it was projected that area code 954 was to be exhausted by the third quarter of 2002. The North American Numbering Plan Administration announced on December 4th, 2000, that number 754 was assigned to Broward County. The area code was activated on August 1st, 2001, and began use on April 1st, 2002. Wow, April Fool's Day. Just imagine that. That is not a good day to start a new area code. Hey, everybody, guess what? You have a new area code, 754, April Fools. You know? The second area code made 10-digit dialing mandatory. Notable cities within area code 954 are Fort Lauderdale, Sunrise, Hollywood, Pompano Beach, Coral Springs, and Pembroke Pines. I want to live in a place called Pines. That's kind of cool, you know? Like you're living in the Pines. It's like some weird David Lynchian kind of thing. What was that song from, what was that movie? From Twin Peaks. Under the Sycamore Trees. That was a scary song, man. But yeah, Pines. Why can't I live in like Nutley Pines? I just live in Nutley, New Jersey. I want to live in Nutley Pines. But yes, there you go. For all of you in that area, obviously a lot of stuff going on down there. This show is for you. Yes. Anyway, we're going to start the night off here with a little bit of beer. This is one of the six weird beers from a while back. But I've been saving it for the Overnightscape. So what I have here is Acme, okay? Acme California India Pale Ale, right? California IPA. Just Acme. What is this? What is this, beer from like a cartoon, you know? What is this, Wile E. Coyote's beer? Acme beer, okay? Maybe it'll turn me into like a cartoon creature, kind of like The Mask. Remember The Mask with Jim Carrey? Acme, and the cover of it, or the label, is red. And Acme is like an old-fashioned font, and then there's a girl kind of flying through the air, drinking beer. She's holding a rope, and it says World's Beer Championships, one of the 10 best breweries in the world, Beverage Testing Institute. There you go. So I don't know if there was a website for this beer, Acme, NorthCoastBrewing.com. Let's quickly check that out. Let's see if we can figure that out here. Yes. Ah, look at that. Yes, they make Red Seal Ale, Old Number. Up. And the flash graphic just took away what I was reading. Thanks a lot. I was going to read their beers, but it all disappeared. Here we go. Red Seal Ale, Old Number 38 Stout, Scrimshaw, Blue Star. Oh, kind of like the Blue Star Shopping Center down on Route 22 in New Jersey. I love the Blue Star Shopping Center. Oh, man, if you know New Jersey, it's not that far from... right down... That's not Greenbrook. What is that? Like Scotch Plain? It's something like that. Warren or one of those towns. Not too far from Bowcraft, the great... the great amusement park called Bowcraft. Now, this is definitely a relic of the past, Bowcraft. You're driving down the highway, and there's, like, this amusement park, you know? It's not, like, by the seashore. It's just in sort of central New Jersey. And they have, like, you know, they had a Ferris wheel is the right term because, unfortunately, I think a kid, like, kind of got killed on it. And I actually went there that same day. The kid got killed on the Ferris wheel. It was just really bizarre. They had to shut it down, and I think they got rid of the Ferris wheel after that. Kind of a sad story. Yes, starting the show off with some tragic death. Sorry about that. What's wrong with my voice? Test, test, test. Kind of testing. Test, test, test. Hey, is that better? No. Here we go. Anyway, yeah, I used to go there to play video games. In fact, I used to go. It was weird when I used to commute to New York City. I was still living with my parents over there in Bridgewater, New Jersey. I used to drive. Sometimes I would drive to. Trying to think of this. I would drive to, like, Journal Square in Jersey City, and there's a big parking garage there. And on the way home, I would go past Bowcraft, and I would go there and play pinball. They had an arcade, and in the basement of the arcade, I believe it probably is still there. I think the last I was... I haven't passed by there in a while, but I think the last time I was over there, I think the arcade was still there. And there was this basement, and I used to play pinball down there, especially Funhouse. Remember Funhouse Pinball? With Rudy, the little robot puppet head. Good stuff. But Blue Star Shopping Center, come on. That's where I saw Empire Strikes back in 80. Come on. I know those of you in New Jersey will appreciate this, or in that area of New Jersey, but everyone's like, Bowcraft, Blue Star, like Jersey City. But some of you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so then we have the Blue Star. Then there's the Acme. They have India Pale Ale and then just Pale Ale. Old Rasputin, Prankster, Brother Thelonious, Old Stock Ale, 20th Century Ale, 20th Anniversary Ale, and Lemerle, whatever. They got a lot of beers. Well, let's just check this out. Acme. Okay. I feel like Wile E. Coyote here with my Acme beer. Let's pour it in a glass here. What do you say? Ooh. Beer. I like beer. Acme beer. Big foamy head. Kind of a lighter colored beer. I wonder what the difference is between an India Pale Ale and just a Pale Ale. Anyway, I'm pouring, trying to get the head is going there. But I want to get it all poured out. Let me just drink some out of the bottle. What the heck? Mmm. Ooh. That's pretty nice. It's a pretty nice beer, I'm telling you. I like it. I have some toiletries here that we need to investigate. It's time to investigate some toiletries in a little while. I want to just give you a little overview of what's been going on in the Overnight Scape Underground. Let me just change the music up here for a second. Just to let you know, again, you know, the Overnight Scape, this show, continues on as normal. But the Underground really has been kind of expanded. And it even contains the Overnight Scape. So if you want to... get into the Underground, where there's a lot of stuff. I mean, I didn't even check how much time I've recorded since last week, but since the last time we've been here, but it's got to be like 20 hours or something. I don't even know how much it is. I actually could check right now. it's out of control, but it's cool, though. It's in a good way, as they say. All right, here we go. M6 time. Like a playlist called M6 time. Hold on a second here. We'll figure this out. I want to just give you like a little estimate of how this is all working out here. Overnight Escape 753. Hold on a second here. Here we go. Okay. Wow. Let's see how this is going to work out. All right. So anyway, since our last excursion here on the Overnight Escape itself, 753, I have done 18 tracks, most of them ramblers. For a total of 18 hours and 26 seconds. So, yes, a lot of stuff going on. Besides the Rampler, there is a song called Night Hole Breakers by Treebag Ask, and a TV show called Dollar a Second, a TV game show from 1955. And, of course, Rampler 113 was the Andy Kaufman press conference, which I will be talking about. It's a lot of stuff. It's mostly the Rampler, so, you know, a lot of stuff has happened. I just walk around New York City and turn my recorder on and start talking, and that's the Rampler. It's kind of like the Overnightscape, but it's sort of more, I don't know. It's like I'm split into all these different identities. Am I the Rampler, or am I doing the Overnightscape? What am I doing? I don't know. But anyway, let's take a look here. Let me have some beer. Oh, there's a little chair I want to look at, too. So, yeah, actually, the day after the last episode of The Overnightscape, it was Election Day, and I went, of course, and voted for Frank Moore. He did not win, but I voted for him. That was kind of cool. And then, of course, Barack Obama won the presidency, and I talked all about that. Then, you know, just a lot of crazy Ramblers. And it finally, and then this Dollar a Second, this TV game show. This is kind of a cool idea. I like putting the old TV shows on the underground. See, here we go. Here it is. Can you hear this? Dollar a Second.
Logan David Wine presents Jan Murray, starring in Dollar a Second.
Yes. There you go. I really love the idea of that. I find them on archive.org. They're public domain. And, you know, you can just, you know, check out that show. And then here's this song, Night Hole Breakers. This kind of... Why does it sound so bad? No. This is just my new sort of pseudonym as a band is Treebag Ask. And this song is called Night Hole Breakers. But then I thought the name Night Hole Breakers would be a good band, too. Treebag Ass. There you go. Just a couple examples of what I'm working on. Also, I have actually done most of the production for the audio of all of the episodes of In Ramble, my video project. That's going to be in audio. That's coming up very soon. I just need a few hours spare time to like put that up there, which I have not had lately. Because this past weekend was the Andy Kaufman weekend. Now, I know what you're thinking. Okay, Frank, you know. A couple months ago, you were obsessed with Andy Kaufman, that he was alive, and then all this. Then you had the interview with Andy Kaufman on the Overnight Skip number 740. Then it all kind of calmed down a little bit. Well, now the whole Andy Kaufman thing is back because of the Andy Kaufman press conference. And I call it the Andy Kaufman weekend because this past Saturday and Sunday, it was basically a whole weekend of Andy Kaufman stuff, but not totally. I met up with... our good friends Ruhl from the Netherlands and Manny the Mailman early on Saturday morning, and we had an adventure in New Jersey. And you can hear that entire thing on the Rampler number 112, our entire adventure. And it was almost like, you know, when like in science fiction movies, they put electrodes on someone's head and then they feel like they're walking through their own past. That's what this was like. Cause we went to my old apartment in Island, New Jersey, and then we went to the Thomas Edison Museum, which is weird, and the Menlo Park Mall. Then we went to my grandparents' house, my grandmother's house. You know, she died like a year and a half ago, and the house is still for sale. My father still has the house for sale. We were walking around the yard. It was so weird, just walking around the yard. It felt almost like I was trespassing, even though this is one of the most important places in my entire life, this house, you know. It was kind of weird. And then we went to... the house where I lived, and I talked to my mother. I was born in October of 1967, right? And as soon as I was born, I was living in this house on Hamilton Street in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And turns out I lived there until March of 1972, right? I was 4 years old, like 4 years and some months old when we moved away. So I lived there for whatever, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 4.5 years. I lived there for 4.5 years. And if you go to whitelotus.net, right? Go to whitelotus.net. This is a... we went to this place. It's like a bedding store. And you can hear this whole thing. You can hear the whole... everything, right? You can hear me in the store if you go to the Rampler. We're in the store. We're talking to a guy there. And This was a place that, when I was growing up, it was a sheet metal shop and then this big garage behind the house. And going back, this is the first time I actually went back there to this extent. I think I've driven by there, but I never really went in, I don't think. So this is the first time I've been back there since 72. Since 1972 is the last time I've been there. How freaky is that? I went to a place, and the last time I was there was in 1972. That is weird to think, you know? But I was a little four-year-old kid in 1972, you know? And at four, you definitely can remember and stuff. I guess you start remembering two or three. Your memories start to really gel, and you can recall them in later in life. So it was really weird for me to go there. That was like completely freaked me out. So then that night was the this movie, The Death of Andy Kaufman, and by this guy something, and he it was an okay movie, but it was at Rutgers, and then you know we were thinking maybe the Andy Kaufman or whatever, you know, the guy I interviewed, right? He's known as Steve Maddox / Andy Kaufman. We were thinking we were looking in the audience, see if we could see Andy Kaufman there or anyone, you know. It was really fun because it was the whole weekend we're trying to figure out like who could we see, are these the people? And again, you can hear all this. They showed a movie called RFK about the assassination of Robert Kennedy by Sirhan Sirhan. Really fascinating. I mean, Sirhan Sirhan was a mind control victim. He was involved in the occult, you know. Sir, he was involved with like the Rosicrucians or something. He was mind controlled. He was hypnotized. He didn't even remember killing Kennedy, Robert Kennedy. Really good movie. Then The Death of Andy Kaufman, not a well done documentary, but contains some interesting stuff, including an interview with Andy Kaufman's brother. So anyway, this whole press conference now is this guy, Steve Maddox / Andy Kaufman. We don't know. He runs the website andykaufmanlives.com, and he is the person who I talked to. Now, you know, again, who did we really talk to? I don't know. You know, I got a little freaked out this weekend because there were a number of people involved in this press conference. I'm like, who was I talking to in the interview? Was that Steven Maddox or some other guy or Andy Kaufman? You know what I mean? You start second guessing yourself. Like, it's all crazy. But when you get involved in the Andy Kaufman world, you know, it's gonna be a little intense, you know? So this press conference had been promoted, and this guy had asked me if I would host the event, and I really didn't know what that would entail. But I agreed to. I agreed to host the event, you know, and you know, whatever that would entail. And you know, I actually checked into the hotel. I got a hotel room there at the Heldrich Hotel in New Brunswick, and they had like this vampire, the vampire ball. And let me look this up because I want to tell you about this. This is still like baffling me. Okay, the vampire ball. It's like this, essentially like sort of a sex club or hold on. I mean, yeah, you might imagine there's a lot of vampire balls out there. Here it is. Skin. It's a thing called Skin. Skin Party. And it's like Minx Skin presents the Vampire Ball. Join us for a taste. November 8th, 2008, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m., the Heldrich Hotel, right? Really beautiful hotel. It's like a brand new hotel in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And so I found out, I forget where I found the page, Skin Party, did I look up Skin Party? It's like this, I don't know, they say it's like a swingers thing, it's like a, here's the site. They're saying they're not a swingers club, but it's like a sex thing or something, I don't know. Just go to skinparty.com, it's probably not safe for work, I don't know. Not too safe for work. Let's see. You know, the FAQs, frequently asked questions. Number one question, is skin a swingers club? Skin is not a swingers club. We do have many guests who consider themselves part of the lifestyle, but you'll only know that if you inquire with them. Our guests are an array of people, of which many are just couples looking to have a good time with one another in a sexy and erotic environment we've created. And he said something about escorted men. Hold on, escorted... See, they're not saying it here, but it's for women and escorted men. Something weird like that. Like, really creepy. It really is a very creepy concept. I don't know. So, anyway, so that's what this is. It's like this sex club or sex event And this one, they all dress up as vampires. So at this hotel, everyone was dressed up as zombies, vampires, devils. You know what I mean? It was like bizarre. Like this vampire sex orgy club. Like it was just so weird. It just sort of added to the whole like mysterious element of the weekend. So I got to the room and this guy, Steve Maddox, whatever he... again, let's just call him... What do we call him? All these people have multiple identities. Everyone I'm dealing with has multiple identities, or they're like mysterious people online who have no name. You know what I mean? Like, I was talking to some guy the other day on the one of these Andy Kaufman chat rooms. His name is exclamation mark. You know? What is he like... what is he, cousins with question mark and the Mysterians? Like, these people are... Their whole name is one punctuation mark, you know? I mean, that's crazy. I actually made up a character in Severe Repair. You know, I have a science fiction novel online, if you would care to read it, called Severe Repair at severerepair.com. A character who, kind of a jerky creative guy, who had all these different creative productions, I guess sort of based on myself. He named himself Comma. He thought that'd be cool. He named himself Comma. So he would sign everything. He just wouldn't have a little comma, you know? So... But anyway, this guy, so I'm talking to a guy, his name is exclamation mark, and I'm like, well, do I know you? Like, are you someone else? Like, you know, some people have different names on Twitter or different names on, like, on YouTube. No, I'm just exclamation mark. All right, great. You know, like, people have all these different identities. It's so bizarre. Anyway, Steven Maddox / Andy Kaufman, whatever. He comes in my room to sort of discuss what I need to do, because I don't even know what I'm going to do at this press conference. I don't even know. What am I having? Is going to have a script? Do I have to read something? Is somebody going to come out and talk? So he came to the room dressed in like a monster costume. Again, more monsters. His vampires, his monsters. It's not even Halloween. Halloween was weeks ago, you know? He had like a cloak on or something and his big monster mask. And it was just weird. It's very uncomfortable sitting in a room and talking to someone that's dressed as a monster. You know? You might imagine a very, very surreal scene. Again, I always say like from like a David Lynch movie, but you might imagine that someone... And I had like my little Acer Aspire 1 on my lap and I'm just like... typing some stuff on there. There he is in a monster mask. Very weird scene, you know what I mean? Bizarre scene. And, you know, he told me a few things. You know, yeah, you know you're going to go to the... He said you go to the lobby and, you know, you meet everyone there. Then, you know, I'll give you a call. You give me a call and whatever. So, you know, that's what I did. So, you know, the next morning, I got up real late. So I didn't have any food. I had nothing. I had no breakfast or anything. Go down to the lobby. This you can all hear. The Rampler number 113, you know, from... November 9th, the entire process is recorded. It's completely recorded, you know? Just to give you a synopsis, we met the different people, reporter Jen and this guy Chris from Weird New Jersey, Bryce from WFMU, Manny the Mailman, and then also Jen had a photographer with her named Jay or James or James Gum. You know what I mean? No, not James Gum. That's not... he was not like James Gum. He was not a James Gum type, you know, science of the land. I listened back to the tape. He's like, he said, hey, how you doing? I'm like, are you here for the Andy Kaufman press conference? He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm Jay. And then there was some noise or something in the lobby. So his name is either Jay, James, Jake. You know what I mean? He's like, something that starts with J. Or just J, maybe. He's just J. I don't know. It's driving me crazy, you know? I listened to it about 10 times. Yeah, my name's Jay. I couldn't figure it out. Anyway. So Jen, the reporter, was very... She had kind of a negative view of the whole press conference, and she thought I was just doing it for promotion, and I don't know. So finally, we go upstairs, and we go into this room, and it's... and there's a video of this now. Manny the Mailman put a video online. And if you go to the Overnightscape Underground, onsug.com, the Rampler number 113, and just, you know, everything's there. A link to Manny's video... My script, I'll tell you about the script in a second, you know. So we go in there, and there's more people dressed up as monsters in there running cameras. There's this weird, like, casket-like thing. We go in there. We have a script. Music's playing. Each of us has to read something. We get these presents, you know. And then, like, then it's over, you know. It's really, like, you'll see. It just, there was really no one came out and talked. You think mostly, like, in a press conference at a podium, and it's like, all right, now we will have so-and-so come out and speak. Hello. I would like to read a statement, and then I will take some questions from the press. It wasn't even like that, you know. So afterwards, everyone's like all pissed off, and they're looking at me like that guy Chris from New Jersey, like, you're some guy, Rampler. You know, first of all, in Andy Kaufman world, everyone calls me Rampler, which is fine. I don't mind that. I don't mind being called Rampler. You know, it's kind of cool. You know, it's just sort of, you know how this happened last time around with the Andy Kaufman stuff? They started calling me Rampler. You know, now they're calling me Rampler again. So this is going to be my new name, Rampler, the Rampler. I don't know. Only in, like, the Andy Kaufman world am I known as Rambler, you know? Now, I'm starting to get multiple identities. Someone will be like, okay, it's Frank Edward Orr, or oh, the Rambler, or whatever you want to call. See, this is the problem. Everyone who gets involved with this stuff starts to get multiple identities. It's, like, insane. You start to lose your mind. See, that wasn't very crazy music. It would have been better if I had some more, like, really insane music and just sort of like, you go insane! Yes! Woo-hoo! It's the Wild and Wacky Show! You're on the Overnight Escape! Woo-hoo! Let's hear some wild and wacky stuff. What do we have? It's time for the Wacky Show! Here we go. How about a very wacky song? I'm trying to find something here that's wacky. Hold on a second. I can't. The moment I want to find something, I can't find something. Hold on. I'm trying to be wild and wacky. Hold on. Here we go. Okay. There we go. Let's have a wacky time doing the Time Warp with the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
All right. Wait, you got to hear this. You got to hear this part. Doing the Time Warp.
Drinking those moments.
Thank you. And there it is, the Time Warp on the Wild and Wacky Show. I'm the Rambler. No, I'm Frank Edward Norr. No, I'm Overnight Escape. All right, thank you. Anyway, I've always just been known as Frank Edward Norr, you know. That's my real name. My total real name. Everyone else has all these funny names. Anyway. So afterwards, you know, we did a little bit of like, you know, junior detective stuff. We were like spying on the people leaving the room and the people leaving the hotel and trying to figure out who was who, you know. And, you know, that was the end of that recording and really cool. But then over the next couple of days, everyone kind of was like getting on my case. They're like, Frank, are the Ramblers involved? He's involved in this. It's, people are saying Frank is Steve Maddox. And you know what I mean? Like I'm the mastermind behind all this, you know. Like, all this stuff. And then this guy made these videos. A guy named PNC Gomez. If you want to go on PNC Gomez. You know, what I did is I released the audio, of course, the Rambler. We each had these scripts, and I took pictures of the script. So I tried to put everything out there for people. So this guy makes videos now about the press conference. Like, sort of a remix. And that's really cool. I'm really happy the guy did it. I think it was excellent. I really support that kind of stuff, you know. Except he sort of starts accusing me of doing all sorts of stuff. He accuses me of being involved, and he's like questioning all my motives and all that stuff. And I was gonna play that, and I will in the next episode as we're sort of coming to the end. Yeah, I've been checking out the Rocky Horror Picture Show lately. I don't know. I think I remembered it more from those steps in Times Square. Those amazing steps. The red glowing steps that they have now. And I always think, like, I'm just a sweet transvestite, that song. I don't know why. Like, glowing steps seems like it would be good for that kind of a weird musical number or something. What the hell am I talking? Hello. Okay, thanks for listening to The Overnight Escape, number 754. Oh, beer. I have to have one more beer for the next show, I think. I got a lot of stuff to do. 30-minute shows. It's hard. Anyway, thanks for listening to this episode of The Overnight Escape, and we'll be on again next. Good night.